This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat-Down's ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat-Down. We're sitting here at the lovely Helium Comedy Club here in Indianapolis. If y'all haven't been out to this comedy club, get y'all ass out here. This is the hottest thing smoking. There's not another better comedy club in Indianapolis. Fuck it, it ain't another comedy club in Indianapolis. Come here. This is where Dion work. You can give him a tip, because that's what we're going to be talking about today. Black people don't tip. And I'm sitting here with my good buddy. Say what it is, White Chris.
Hello.
Oh, we're going to do that today. I thought I trained you how to talk black.
I thought you were going to Dion. I got confused and I was like, hello, people.
Okay. Nice. And then I'm sitting here with my good buddy, Dion. Say hi, Dion.
What's up, y'all?
After the music, we're going to talk about a bunch of crazy shit, like...
Black Ariel?
Black Ariel. Yeah, y'all pissed off white people. Oh, my God. Are y'all pissed off? Gee, y'all so pissed off, y'all trying to turn Martin Luther King white. I'll see you after the music.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat, spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and go and repeat it.
When you heat up the paint, will that kill people or?
That's on the outside, you're not gonna spray paint the fucking inside.
Oh, okay, sorry, yeah.
Jesus Christ. You really are white, aren't you, Chris? No culture. Never had to paint nothing. Never had to build nothing. You just had a nice bed with nice sheets and shit. Yeah, nobody climbing through your fucking wonder. You ain't rolled no illegal knees. Ain't nobody suck your little titties. You never been molested. You haven't lived, Chris. That's the fucking problem.
I'm about to book a jet on Jeffrey Epstein's plane. Just try to...
No, not him. Plus, you don't look like no fat little girl. He is not going to mistake you for Rosie O'Donnell.
She don't even like this.
I know, he looked like Rosie O'Donnell that don't like dick. He looked like the Rosie O'Donnell that do like dick.
I'm so confused.
You always fucking confused. When you get home, do a side by side of you and Rose O'Donnell. You're like, fuck, I look like Rosie.
I'll let the Facebook group take care of that. I'm busy.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, he do, that is Rosie. With them testosterone pills. Ain't that what they take when they want titties and beards and shit?
I think the testosterone makes them grow hair.
Well, you got hair on your chin?
Yeah.
And don't it make
a man already?
Right. I hit puberty.
I'm saying, but people going to think you Rose O'Donnell with testosterone pee.
Oh, okay.
That's the only way you can get a nice beard. Like, my son got patches in his beard, so I told him you need to take testosterone pills.
I couldn't grow a beard till 30.
Really?
Yeah. Once I hit 32, I was able to grow a full beard.
I started smoking to help me grow my beard.
Smoking what?
Smoke.
Cigarettes?
Cigars, yeah.
Oh.
That help you grow?
Yeah, smoking.
So what happened if your mama blow the cigarette smoke in his face? Because I got a little beard, my damn.
She got it from lighting those cigarettes. Yeah, as a 4-year-old.
Yeah. So is that why I got this?
If your mama blows smoke in your face, you need a new mama.
You know, my son asked me the other day, he said, Mama, you remember when Auntie Maypop used to blow smoke in her kids' hair, said make their hair grow? I was like, I do remember that shit.
Is this another one of those butt butter things, like cigarette smoke makes your hair grow?
I've heard that.
You heard that too?
Yeah, I've heard smoking makes your hair grow.
So is that why Native America had long hair down their back? You mean to tell Peace me pipes. To get edges, black bitches just got to light a fire?
Yeah, I guess. You go to more barn fires.
Well, yeah, go to more.
Fuck you, bomb. Well, damn. That's all black women need. Take your wig off and just light your old wig on fire and ta-ta-ta-ta-ta around your head and make your edges come back. Because you know a lot of black women ain't got no edges.
Next thing you know.
Do you know what edges is, Chris?
No, no clue.
Yeah.
not at all.
I saw how he went to you like, I have no fucking clue what Miss Pat is talking about. The edge is the trim of your hair.
Okay.
When black women wear wigs, and that glue pulls our hair out. So if you ever go to sleep, I got a few edges. I got a little patch misses on the side, but I got edges. So if you ever sleep with a black woman and you pull a wig off, and you probably think she got cancer if it just slid off a little bit, but she don't. The wig ain't a hair.
Is that kind of like a box cut on guys? Is that kind of the concept?
Can you Google what a woman with
slow as shit.
Well, let me Google with no a black woman with no edges.
I accidentally got a box cut one time. I went to a black barber shop and I walked in and it was like in Animal House when they walk into that bar and the record went and they looked at me and I looked at them and I was like, well, I can't leave because I'll be racist. If
you will be racist.
I have to get my hair cut. And so there was no front booth. I was like, where do I check in at? This isn't like Great Clips. And so
they was waiting on you to check the fuck out.
Yeah, I was.
They thought you was the police.
Right. And so I sit down and wait, and they finally go, do you want your hair cut? I was like, yes.
I'm not sure.
And this one younger guy who probably had been cutting hair for a year goes, come on, sits me down in the chair. I'm sitting in the chair. There's a box fan to my left, directly to my left. And he goes, how do you want your hair cut? And I said, a number two fade on the sides and then, you know, use trimmer clippers on the top. And he goes, I ain't using scissors on your hair. I went, well, you just do whatever you think is best, sir. So he starts buzzing my hair. And my fine hair just starts going all over the place. And one of the other barbers goes, yo, turn that fan off. That white boy hair going everywhere. And I just started laughing. And so he gives me a box cut. He gives me
a Negro cut.
Yeah, it was straight up and then over. It was
like a military. He gave you a racist haircut.
Yeah. So I go to back to work, and I walk in, and my friend Ashley, who's black, goes, did you get a box cut? I went, yes. And then the manager, Kenny, walks over and he goes, you got a box cut, didn't you? I went, yes. And he goes, like, looks like you went to Kenny's on 56th Street. I go, I did. He goes, that's where I go. So it was the
you
worst.
You never went back. Kenny, you're so racist.
You should
that's
have.
That's where I go now.
I should have taken a picture of it. It was the most ridiculous haircut I've ever had in my life.
No, that was a Negro haircut. You almost got laid by a black woman. That shit you got on your head now with that Rose O'Donnell is keeping the black women off for you, Chris.
The thing about it is the barber had never cut fine hair before.
That ain't fine hair. It's called white hair.
He had no idea what he was doing.
White hair.
So funny.
White hair. So, he's never cut your hair. You're tight.
No.
So he just gave you a Negro haircut that didn't fit.
Right. That's why he had the fan on, because it just falls right down. It's not. It didn't blow everywhere like my hair does. It was hilarious.
Did you pay? Did you tip? I bet you over-tipped.
Oh, of course. I tipped you standard 25%.
I wish I could have seen you pull up 25%? At Kenny's barbershop.
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
What do you tip?
Oh, I'm talking about for a haircut. It's just $5 no matter what the fuck you charge me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 25% of $20. What's that, $12? Well, over $12?
No, it's like $3, $4.
No.
25%?
Yeah.
Of $20.
It's maybe, what, five? I'm so bad at math.
20% is $4.
Right. So it'd be five.
No.
You're mad at me for tipping the same thing you'd tip. That's what's going on.
You ain't going to get me on this one. You ain't going to get me on this one. You want to erase this if I'm wrong.
I'm second in the line of
she erase
school
it if
here. She dropped out of eighth grade. I didn't graduate high school. So you should know the math, Chris.
I did 3 semesters of college and I was out. So.
Well, you got us beat.
I know. History and English. And I failed out of algebra
so
three
$20
times.
Dude, times
algebra had me
25.
In summer school all
it's $5.
You're
years. Right. Yeah. Oh, I was going to overtip. Jesus Christ, you was right, Chris. And speaking of tipping, I was talking to Dion
niggas
this week.
Ain't shit.
Dion is a waiter, and he hate waiting on black people.
No, I hate waiting on niggas. black people tip, niggas ain't shit.
Niggas, y'all gotta get better. Come on now.
Niggas will look you in your face and say, yeah, I'm not tipping.
I'm not going to lie. I delivered pizzas in the place where you live, and if it was a black name, we all fought who was not going to take it.
I ain't going over there.
No, I'm not driving all the way over there for no... Literally, I went to this one...
In my neighborhood?
House. No, this was on the other side of town, and this person... literally didn't give you a dime. Like, wanted exact change, and it was humiliating to stand at their door, and you never give exact change back if you're delivering pizzas, because everybody tips, except this one guy, and we...
I tip well.
Yeah.
Dion worked that event. No, he said he had a white guy. He walked up on a white guy, and the white guy said...
Before I could even say my name, he was like, yo, I'm not tipping you. And I was like... All right, well, I'm not coming back to the table.
Then why did you come here?
Like,
you know, my daughter was a waitress. And, well, she's still Ashley, okay. My gay daughter. Right. So I was at a
job. Gariana ain't leaving the house?
Yeah, the friendly one.
Yeah, the friendly one. So she's waiting on tables, right? And I'm there with her, and I guess she's struggling at the time. I don't know. She need money. She had a table, like a corporation, probably about 20 people.
Party,
big ass party. And I think the bill was like $800-900. Wow. And they gave her $60. Oh. And she was like, oh, hell no.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, hell no. Yeah. I'm about to ask him what was wrong with the service. I was like, you can't do that. Oh, he didn't tip me right. I said, he tipped you what the fuck he wanted to give you. She was like, I want the rest of my damn money.
Right.
And she went running after that white dude. And I was like, Ashley, well, what's the rest of your money? I supposed to at least got $100 and something. I said, sit down, bitch. I'll give it to you. Because that white man don't owe you shit.
Right.
He gave you.
I don't agree with you. If you go out, you should tip.
You should tip, but you can't make nobody
tip.
Right,
but you aren't guaranteed 20%.
If your service ain't bad and you give less, if you spend $900 and you only tip $60, you are a fucking piece of shit. Period. There's no... If you got the service that you required... And nothing went wrong, and you give somebody $60 on $900, go fuck yourself.
Right.
But you can't, and I agree, you should tip. Everybody should at least 20-25%.
Right.
Because I try. I mean, I think about this is how these people pay their bill.
Right.
Somebody got a lazy ass dude at the house with his dick up under the fan that's gonna need a cold bill when they get out. And I wanna help this bitch so she don't get punched in the face. Then come on with another deal.
I gotta go home to Kyle. Please tip.
No. That's how I don't know about Kyle. That's right. That's fucking name.
Oh, a bunch of Kyles punch holes in drywall.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know Kyles.
But not bitches in the face. I'm using to Ray Ray Day Day, them type of niggas. But I'm thinking the white version is Kyle.
Oh, right.
Okay, white version Kyle and Cole.
Kyle and Eric.
It's Eric.
Yeah.
That's black. But anyway, so I'm thinking about this bitch getting punched in the face. So I'm going to make sure I get her enough for her fucking Bud Light, Coors Light, whatever the fuck he drank. So she can go home with his cigars and cigarette and weed. And I don't want her to get her ass whooped. So I always over tip because I just look at everybody as being in an abusive relationship and I'm trying to save her ass that night. And if y'all would look at people like that when they wait on y'all, you would tip more. Don't you agree? If people look at Dion and say some strong nigga gonna whoop Dion 80-pound ass tonight, they would give him a
She put you in an abusive homosexual relationship. She didn't even make you straight. She just gave you right out.
That's better than being Rosie O'Donnell. Goddamn.
Why are we friends with her?
I don't know.
Okay, why about some fat black bitch gonna choke Dion out? Well, Dion like fat girls and usually white. So some fat white bitch gonna...
What are you getting? First of all, these are not facts. You just making shit up.
I'm trying to help you get more tips. Shut the fuck up.
No.
You trying to get me choked out by a fat black bitch?
No.
White bitch.
It's well known that skinny black guys like you love fat white
bitches. No, they love me.
No, yeah, but we you fucks them.
And we appreciate you taking them off our hands.
Yeah, we all know fat white dudes don't fuck with fat white chicks unless they have no other options.
But I'm thinking about when you see Dion next time you're at Helium Comedy Club and he's working, just think about some fat white girl is going to whoop his ass and tie him up into a presser. And if he don't come home with enough money for a pizza, a beer, and a joint. So I want you all to start looking at people like that.
How you much know, are tampons?
I want you to start looking at people like, if I don't give her an extra tip, she might, some might go down tonight. So that'll help you get extra tips. Yeah, I mean, come on, people. We getting shit tons of downloads from all over the world. When you go out to tip people, look at them and just put them in an abusive relationship and say you want to save them.
How about you rendered a service and you deserve paid for the service?
Well, some people can't do that when they drunk. But if you say abusive relationship, it is saving life. White people like to save people. So that's right. Why they can give more
white
money.
White people tip fine. It's the niggas.
Well, niggas.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, black people. Don't say the N-word. But
after she done said it.
Right. Yeah. She calls me that.
I call you a white nigga.
I was out recently and somebody walks up to me, a friend or a family member, and they go, I love the pat down. But when she called you the N-word, I've never laughed harder. I didn't. I was nervous.
Oh, you just nervous because you was at our house. Like, do I fit the... Yeah, yeah, anybody can be an N-word. I'm telling you. Some white niggas, some black niggas, some Chinese niggas, some Puerto Rican niggas, some fucking midget niggas. It's all types of niggas. Okay? Niggas ain't got no color. Anybody can be a nigga. I'm just telling y'all, I mean, we just don't want you saying the shit to us, but you can say it, you know, among yourself and don't say it out loud. We can hear it.
Speaking of niggas, did you see them niggas at Disneyland?
Oh my God. Oh. What you talking about? You know what was so fucked up about that fight? He reminded me of a relative that you invite over for Thanksgiving, but everybody got their tranquilized gun because we know motherfucking, his name, he looked like his name was Boondocks.
We know Boom, the one in the white shirt?
No, the red shirt who would knock it out of every motherfucking body. He would just walk around punching bitches like they were punching pants. Punching his sister. He hit one of them and said, you going to get the fuck up out of my house tonight? I was like, are you going to let her go so she can move out? God damn. No, but when the mama fell out the wheelchair and the other sister jumped on his ass, and so the girlfriend went to help him, and she hit the mama and the other people. Well, somebody said, well, she hit mama. He turned around and beat the girlfriend. She's like, I'm trying to help you, motherfucker.
That's what I didn't understand. He was just punching people who were next to him. He hit the fat girl. He hit the the only person he didn't hit was his mom.
Yeah, but no. Who is the dude in the white shirt who ran off at the end?
He just squares
up. He just grabbed his stroller. Come on, kid. We going
to
the cup ride.
That's his sister right now. That's his sister.
If you don't know the video, we'll put it in the Facebook group and you can watch it there. It's hilarious.
Oh, see, he hit the girl.
Because it's in...
Look at the mom. Look at the grandmama trying to roll up in the wheelchair. Bitch, that ain't how you break up no fight with no electric scooter.
She was in Vietnam. She's not scared. It's at Disney in Toontown. And so it's surreal because it's like all these cartoon buildings, cartoon tracks with this woman in a wheelchair on the tracks. And there's just people fighting in it.
Look.
Oh, and then he goes over and starts hitting this lady. Who is that?
His sister. I think that's his sister. Because he's the bitch you're going to get at my house tonight.
I just don't understand it. I really don't.
Dude. But that, you know what I say? When everybody was like, "Well, nobody breaking it up." That ain't the type of black man you fuck with. That's a crazy relative in the family. You already, when he come over your house for Thanksgiving, you got his shit already fixed.
Nigga ain't coming over my house for Thanksgiving. Invite them niggas.
Did you notice early in the video that little Asian guy who was like standing right next to it, and he gets a phone call and takes his phone out and just is standing right next to people swinging, and he's like, "Hello."
So look, they done knocked his mom out now.
Oh no.
And so she trying to pick up the mama. He gonna go over there and whoop her ass. I ain't never seen black folk act so crazy in my motherfucking life.
See, there's the Asian guy on the left.
As big as he is, it shouldn't take more than one punch, dude. Like, are you trying to knock him out or are you not trying to knock him out? I don't understand why
you
did so many.
It is the craziest shit in the world.
And then security runs over.
And then nobody hit this man.
Well, somebody goes, why weren't there police? Why wasn't there security? It's like
Disney.
Because it's Disney. Because they just expect you to act like a reasonable person, not swinging at everybody.
I wish one of the characters would have been over there.
I would love to see
Buzz Lightyear just hit him with the laser.
No, I would love to see, who is that dang to do the hearts? Put a smile on your face. Daisy Duck?
I don't know.
One of them fucking princesses. I would like to see one of her come over and say, put a smile on your face, and he knock her the fuck out.
Maybe Ariel?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Don't even talk about Ariel. White people are fired up about Ariel. That's a fucking mermaid. She wouldn't be on land.
I don't know one single white person that's fired up about Ariel. This is one of those
been on Facebook.
This is called nut picking. They find one nut.
You go to Twitter, You go to Twitter, you go on any social media site, you can find white people mad about
Is what got me. So the white dude was like, well, how about we turn Martin Luther King white? I said, how about you do? And Dion was like, because you can shoot him and we won't be mad. And I said, how dare you compare Martin Luther King to a fucking fictional character? Then he'll come out, well, what about Fat Albert? I said, that was somebody's friend, nigga.
Fat Albert?
Yes. Like, what the hell is wrong with white people? Well, you messing up a classic. Nobody is going to take away the original area.
They made Fat Albert white. It's Louis Anderson's cartoon. You remember that as a kid?
Thank you. Thank you. But I'm like, what is wrong with y'all? It's just a fucking mermaid. Plus, if you put a black, hey, her titties going to be bigger. Her lips going to be bigger. Her ass, that motherfucking costume thing back there going to have a hump in it. That other bitch was just straight up and straight down the little bit ass. She didn't even have an A cup on her. This motherfucker going to have titties that little boys.
First of all, you're supposed to be attracted to mermaids because you can't fuck them. So what's
you
the
can't fuck.
No, you cannot.
It's a hole somewhere.
You're going to be raping a fish.
Well, that's not right.
Like that one movie that won the best picture.
Yeah.
It don't give a fuck. It's just long as you rape the fish. I'm telling, I don't know. I don't understand what the fuck is wrong with people. It's a mermaid. It's not real.
Yeah, they got mad when they tried to make James Bond black. Like, it's right. White people do not want to give up fiction. I don't blame them for that.
Jesus.
I think that white people feel like
Jesus.
They're losing something.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Speaking of people that were made white, Jesus. Who were previously not
you
Aryan.
You know your Jesus is really something.
He was Palestinian, yeah.
Oh, you ain't going to say black, huh, nigga?
He wasn't. He was Mediterranean. He wasn't
black.
He
had darker skin. He looked more like me and Dion than you.
I don't disagree with you, but he was Jewish.
That was you gonna get a Jew's Jesus?
I'm gonna give Jews Jesus. Yeah,
Jews ain't got no hair, no wool, and no feet or no crust.
I'm gonna need you to translate.
You're the only one with feet of crust around here. What is feet of crust?
No lotion.
You sand in the floor.
Feet of crust.
Like, wait a minute. How you describe Jesus?
That's how he walked on water. It was the feet of crust.
Right.
That kept him afloat.
No, wait a minute. How you describe
that? Water wouldn't soak into the... too dry. It's like driftwood won't get wet.
Water was soaking to his feet and he didn't ride on water. Right. No. Hair, wool, and what else?
What?
He had bronze skin and hair.
Bronze skin,
wool,
hair, wool. It said somebody's feet.
I don't know where you read that at.
I think it's maybe you're thinking of like when he bent down with and he drew a line in the sand. And
that might have been Peter's feet. You think? Yeah.
Peter
Paul
had feet.
No, he had jacked up toes. Yeah, it's in Galatians.
Fuck y'all. Ain't nobody said nothing about no Peter and no Bob. Y'all think they ain't never read the Bible? I went to church to eat.
You fuck with us, why can't we fuck with you?
Yeah, you up here fucking with me. Talking about Jesus ain't never had no feet.
Nigga, there's no crust of feet in the Bible. What do you want me to say?
Well, who crust of feet I learned about?
Probably Jack the Ripper. It's great.
I wish I had my Bible concordance right now.
You know,
we could look up crusta. See where it's referenced in the Bible.
I got to go back and read the Bible. I used to read it. But I don't read it no more. Because, they got Facebook. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
All right, y'all, we back from the break. So we talking about the mermaid, right?
Yeah.
So how crazy white people is. They think black people is trying to blackwash everything that they see.
I'm mad that they're remaking the fucking movie. We don't need another movie. We don't need it.
First of all, Aria was a movie for little girls. So if your little boy saw Aria 9 times out of 10, you already know he was kind of feudy or he was going to be feudy.
I had a sister, okay? That's why I watched The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, you keep explaining it away, Rosie.
I don't know nobody no boy who watch Area. Not I mean, no.
They like, I think I seen it one time.
Right.
I don't think I ever seen it.
I do remember being super afraid of the octopus lady, though.
Yeah, like, Ursula.
Yeah, I was terrified. That bitch was scary.
I don't remember seeing it. I remember having a friend whose niece saw it all the time. But I mean, at the time, I was a drug dealer, too, so I didn't want to see a bitch.
You're allowed to watch movies when you deal drugs, though,
yeah,
right?
It wasn't showing on the big screen on
like,
the court.
No, you're not allowed in here.
Except for Lethal Weapon.
Right.
That's the only one you can't watch.
Lethal Weapon almost got me fucked up. I thought it was coming to get my ass.
I re-listened to that. I thought you said $300. You said $30,000 got stolen, and I shit my pants. I was
out of my titty?
Yeah.
Not that 10, then.
No,
I don't
you
know.
Said 30.
It probably was. I had so much money in my fucking titty, they robbed me. It was like $5 left. And then that really kind of fucked up my relationship with the person who I was selling dope with. That motherfucker took all my money. How you going to somebody's draws? They just went. I had it all up here in my titty.
If you had $30,000 worth of, I'm guessing, crackheads paying ones and fives.
No, 20s and 100s and 50s. And you know, one thing about drug dealers, they go switch it out so it's not a whole bunch of buck of money. So you just stick it around your waist. You stick it in your titties. You'd be surprised what my titties can hold. My titties can
hold. I would not be surprised at all.
Those are some... ample, you have an ample bosom. There was
man, I used to put that shit in a rubber band and you roll it up like you know, you ever seen a pancake and sausage roll up?
Yeah.
You roll it up and you stick a rubber band around, you just stick that shit all around your waist in your titties. Them crackheads took all my goddamn money. I never fell asleep again in a crack house in my life.
Well, that's good advice.
Yeah, don't sell dope and fall asleep. So I never pulled a night shift after that
Let's
shit.
Let's just not go
that.
In the crack house. Let's just stay outside the crack house.
Well, you ever smell crack smoke? You ever smell crack cooked?
You know where I grew up. Do you think I've ever smoked or smelled crack?
You know what crack smell like?
No.
Cupcakes cooking.
Really?
It's very sweet smell.
Well, now I'm ready to go in the crack house. Smells delicious.
You should see the smile on Chris's face.
It smells like cupcakes.
When she said cupcakes.
I was excited.
So wait a minute, get back to Area. So we're talking about Area and white people. So Chris, you need to say something to white America to let them know that black America is not trying to take y'all heroes.
Right. I think white people feel like they're losing something instead of realizing that this is just an opportunity for Miss Pat's crack babies when they watch something that they'd be into, where they actually see somebody that looks like them. As opposed to everybody that looks like us. It's not a matter of...
Because you ain't never been no black household and watch white shows. We paint the TV screen all black.
Do you?
Yeah, so whoever pop up on it, they black.
Gee Willikers.
Gee, what the fuck is Gee Willikers?
I mean, that was me. Yes, I know you don't paint your television. I realized this...
diversity.
Yeah, I realized when I was watching the Super Bowl and white people are just super mad about some commercial, I go... wait a minute, you're mad that they're advertising to black people? Like, maybe black people have money, too. Like, I don't know. I just think that...
It wasn't black people. They showed diversity.
Yeah.
Remember the commercial with the white mom, the curly-haired mixed lady, and the black daddy? A white lady and the people...
Cheerios commercial.
Everybody got mad over that. Come on, America. It's 2019. If you only want to see people like you, you need to go to hell.
Right.
Or just back to the country you originated from. There's a bunch of your people over there.
Where is that?
England. There's a shit ton of white people over there. That's all you want to see is white folk. Go back home.
Well, it's people are different people.
All the racist people who say you need to go back to your country. Y'all left the country full of people who look just like you.
But it's diverse too now.
It's not more diverse than it is here.
Oh, of course not. We ain't letting nobody in right now. Hold on, Mexican. We're going to open that door for your ass. We're going to get back to diversifying our lovely fucking country. One of these goddamn days. I keep telling y'all white people don't leave these fucking Mexicans alone.
Right.
You going to fuck around, you going to have no avocado. Who you going to fuck around and be eating collard greens instead of kale. Keep fucking with these motherfucking Mexicans. I'm telling you now. And I'll suck your dick, white boy Chris, before I pick anything.
I believe that.
I think she ain't sucking your dick, and I think she ain't picking no fruit.
The way she orders us around, I believe that.
And I get Quisha to help me.
Okay, now we're talking. Right, so how many kids can we fit in each cage?
Hell yeah.
Quisha. Once you said Quisha, I was involved.
If Quisha's whipping me, I'm in.
So
well, we've lost Miss Pat. She's
no. I'm here. I mean, but y'all get over it. Seriously, y'all. I mean, it's 2019. Stop the bullshit. Stop saying we trying to blackwash this shit. It should, every movie should have diversity.
Yeah.
Every fucking movie should have diversity. We were so happy when they put one black person on Game of Thrones. You know how many black people tune in to Game of Thrones to see that one black person get killed real quick? I ain't never seen a movie. Did he get killed? I'm quite, all black people get killed. So, me,
that's kind of why sometimes I hope there is no diversity, because I'm tired of seeing black dudes die first. LL Cool J is the only nigga to survive the whole movie.
Well, he was
in
black.
A shark movie at that. Like, right. You figured one nigga who couldn't swim would be the first one to get ate by a shark, but not LL Cool J. What was it, A Deep Blue Sea?
Yeah, it was a good movie. But I mean, but you know, we need diversity. And if I always tell people this, I said, if you're racist or you don't like, if you're racist, there's a good chance your white daughter gonna come home with a big dick nigga. And then what you gonna do? You gonna have a biracial baby, and you ain't gonna be able to say nigga no more, because you gonna fall in love with that pretty ass baby. Yep. And then you gonna be like, I never thought I could love a nigga so good. And it's the same all across this world. Take your racism and stick them up your ass. I mean, it ain't no room for that shit.
Yeah.
It ain't no room. You should go out. If you racist, I want to say this to you. You should go out and buy pussy in a different demographic.
The
just to see.
You're obviously buying pussy. So if you're going to buy pussy, you might as well go a little darker than.
No, darker. You should try something different. Chris, you 30-something years old?
35.
Have you ever been with a black woman?
Never.
Why? It's 2019, Chris.
It's not for lack of trying.
How do you try, Chris?
I went on a date with one black girl.
And what did you do that was so white that she said, hell, motherfucking no?
I existed.
He said, I started breathing.
Yeah. And I said, howdy.
Howdy. Yeah, that'll get your dick cut off. What was her name?
Ashley.
Ashley. So she had a white name. Was she biracial? Was she black?
She's
acting
black.
White?
No, black.
Was she black like me?
Yeah.
I'm Negro-ish.
Nigga, you a nigga.
So do you think she liked you? Did she kiss you?
No. I think she liked me just like most women do, as a friend.
Yeah, well, we're going to fix that. We're going to fix that.
I mean,
we're going to hook you. I'm working on a date for you.
I mean, I've called Quisha several times. She's not answered.
It ain't going to be Quisha. You need something a little bit more thicker than Quisha. You don't want Quisha.
They get thicker?
No. Fuck yeah. You must ain't seen me. I'm a black woman. What the fuck you think this is, a cotton candy I'm setting on?
I've met Ashley. Quisha on your vacation, which we'll have to talk about. Quisha posted a picture of Ashley in a bikini, and it just said titty meat. And I fucking died laughing, because Ashley has
got a lot of fucking titties to be a game.
A lot.
I mean, I don't even know if she got nipples. Her titties. I don't think I ever seen a nipple. Them titties just woke up one day and they was there. I mean, I think my baby like a 50 something, just big ass titties. And I'm like, do you know how much money you could make if you were straight?
What?
What does that mean?
Because she gay and she only date broke gay bitches. I'm like, you're fucking up the gay nism. The whole purpose of being the gay nism. The whole purpose of being gay is to save money. The fuck y'all laughing for? When you gay, you take vacation. You got no fucking kids. You got a cat.
I don't think the purpose of being gay is to save money.
Dave Ramsey didn't put that in his baby steps.
I'm going to believe that's the reason why you gay. Gay people got a lot of fucking money. You're like, oh, I don't want
to
spend.
I can't hear this now. Garrett, we need to talk about our finances.
You're kidding. Garrett's so cheap, he'd propose it.
He sure would. Like, yeah, you going on out there and be gay. If you're going to stay with some motherfucker.
401 gay.
So you know, I was like, you need to get you a good gay woman that got a good job or something. She like them thug bitches, like a real daddy. She like them thug bitches. I think she the boy in the relationship. She just got the titties.
I think if she moved out of Atlanta, she'd change.
You crazier than a motherfucker. She'll eat your mama, Dion.
She'll throw up. My mama old.
I've heard Ashley will eat anything.
Everything is a golden corral to her. She'll put a ring on that pussy.
Oh God, here comes Nikea.
Hold on for a second. Hello?
Hey,
I'm doing my podcast. Can you go by the bank and sign them papers? Walk in and say, I'm Miss Pat's son. That's all.
They know me.
Just don't say give it up because you shot. Yeah, you ask for everything you got. They be cracking your black ass head. You be done turned into an... I want to leave all the wigs with the dog leeches. Wigs with the dog leeches. My motherfucking wigs ain't got no dog leeches.
Fame has gone to his head.
Yeah.
Fame
with the dog leeches.
Fuck you, go by the bank. Crazy ass boys, my weeds got dog leeches on them.
Do they?
No.
What's a dog leech? What? Ain't that just like a regular dog? Leech.
Leech.
A leech is an actual animal. A leech is
a leech.
It's technically an insect.
Which are animals, motherfucker?
No, they're not. They're different.
Oh,
insects
y'all
are animals.
Animals are not insects.
What?
Endoskeletons and exoskeletons.
Oh, shut. See?
Oh, you wants to use
this is why we taking Black Mermaid. This is why we having a Black Mermaid right now, because the shit you just said.
Yeah, what did he say?
I'm the idiot.
What did he say? Interject and outerject.
Endoskeleton, exoskeleton.
What the fuck that mean? Somebody ain't got no bone?
We have endoskeletons because it's in us, and exoskeletons are like outside. So like you eat a cricket and it just oozes out because the skeleton's the outside. So that's the difference between insects and animals.
Where you get that shit from?
School.
Yeah, that was a long silence because we was both looking at each other like, somebody slapped this motherfucker.
I wish we had video because she looked at me, she looked at Dion, she looked back at me, then she looked back at Dion, and then they just both started laughing.
Because a white boy trying to flaunt his edumacation. Like, we didn't know a motherfucking cricket be oozing out.
My fifth grade science education. Yeah,
like we didn't know it be oozing out of a cricket. I know I done smashed a cockroach before.
That's an exoskeleton.
Well, thank you. So what's the warm mammal and the cold mammal?
Oh, the cold-blooded and that's like fish or something, right?
No, cold-blooded animals are reptiles.
What
not? Okay, that's right.
And amphibians.
That's what?
Yes.
Are they animals too?
What?
Why your wigs look like sea covers?
My motherfucking wigs don't look like no sea covers. Why you uncircumcised? Why your dick be robbing people? Huh? Why your dick look like Jane Brown? Why your dick look like Jane Brown?
Why your wigs is in Michael Vick dog fights?
Fuck you.
Why do your wigs look like they've been in dog fights, he said.
No, he said, why was your wig in Michael Vick dog fight? He swear he can jump. Fuck him. I hate my kids. Watch this. I'm going to say, that's why you don't know your real daddy. That's why your real daddy work at Jiffy Lube. All right, y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Make sure y'all do what I ask y'all to do. Remember, keep your head up, stay positive, and if you are just a true racist, I'm going to need you to go out and buy pussy for somebody who don't look like you, because I'm trying to help you with your racism. And if you would try other vagina, you would realize on the inside, it all pink and got no walls. Tune in to the next episode of Miss Pat.
No, it has walls.
Hmm?
This is called the pat down.
Yeah, not Miss Pat.
Huh? You say it got walls?
Yeah, I would hope so.
Vaginas have walls, yeah.
Not from prostitutes.
They're large.
Hookers don't have walls.
What's happening?
I don't know what the fuck is happening, but hookers don't have walls.
Say goodbye, Miss Pat.
Okay, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Pat Down. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.